The World Cup started last week, but the U.S. plays its first match today at 3 against Ghana. The U.S. national team is led by Seattle Sounders star Clint Dempsey. Soccer is very popular in Seattle, but there's a lot less enthusiasm for the sport in the rest of the United States and legions less enthusiasm compared to other countries. Laurent Dubois writes about soccer. He's a history professor at Duke University, where he teaches a class on soccer and politics. He spoke with David Hyde.
Since the world's most popular game, but in the U.S., it's the ninth most popular sport, at least according to a Harris poll that I was looking at earlier today. Less popular than auto racing, less popular than golf, less popular than baseball, less popular than football. So what's your take on soccer fandom here in the United States compared to the rest of the world?
Well, there's a curious thing about that, which is partly, I think soccer may be the sport that's the most played by people in this country, or at least among the top sports, just on a recreational level, I mean, if you think about all the youth soccer and pickup games and so forth. But then when you get to the professional level, and certainly on TV and so forth, it's a much less popular sport in terms of both the franchises and the television rights and so forth. I think that, you know, there's been a long history of thinking about this question about how Americans view soccer, and soccer has often been viewed as a kind of foreign import or as a sport that's not quite American. Of course, American football and soccer both came out of the same soup, if you will. They actually emerged. I mean, they're basically originally the same sport, and then they kind of diverged radically over the next century or so in the United States. And so I think it's interesting to think about why that is the case, and a lot of it does probably boil down to certain questions about the style of the sport, the way time works in the sport, the kind of ethics and morality and debates around the sport and how people feel about those. And we see those things kind of come up every single time there's a World Cup, where you get both a kind of, you know, passionate fandom of some and then a kind of rejection on the part of other Americans.
And it is popular, though, in some respects. It's certainly huge here in Seattle. It's, you know, I was out and about this weekend, and every place I walked by had a sign up saying, World Cup here, come watch the World Cup in this place, in this bar or this restaurant or whatever. We've got giant TVs. What explains that? What is the uniqueness of the soccer fandom here in the U.S. and a place like Seattle in particular?
Well, I think, I mean, for one thing, Pacific Northwest is now really the kind of heartland of American soccer. I mean, there's extraordinary fan cultures in Seattle and Vancouver and Portland that grew out of a kind of grassroots soccer culture and then became these newer franchises with the MLS teams. And that's important. It's really deeply rooted. And that's something, you know, it kind of builds on itself because there's such enthusiasm around it that more and more people get drawn into it, and it becomes a kind of event that people are excited about. I mean, soccer is actually very popular for around the World Cup in particular. If you go to New York or here in Durham or anywhere really in the United States, bigger cities especially, you'll find lots of people watching the games. The World Cup, it must be said, is a kind of extraordinary and unique sporting event. I mean, it is the largest, the biggest, the greatest, you know, sort of global sporting event, outstrips the Olympics even in its kind of intensity and the passion it generates. So, you know, I think a lot of people who aren't normally soccer fans sort of tune in for the World Cup just because of the drama of it.
How does U.S. soccer culture and the culture of the fans compare to the rest of the world?
I always cite this fact that the largest group of foreign fans at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa were actually Americans. And part of that, you know, might be surprising to people, but part of that is because American soccer fans do tend to be a little bit wealthier. This is a sport that is not really associated exactly with the working class in the United States, which isn't to say there aren't working class fans. And, of course, among the Latino population, it is, you know, it's a different dynamic. But it has always had a reputation as being maybe a little effete, a little snobby, a little European, or else being associated with immigrant groups. When you see the screeds that come out every time there's a World Cup, the sort of anti-soccer writing, those sort of themes come up every time. So there's basically a way in which the sport is sort of an alternative sport in various ways, right? It seems like an alternative to various other types of cultures. And I think a lot of American soccer fans kind of live that and maybe embrace it. And so the fandom around Seattle and Portland is one that's also, of course, connected to other types of, you know, of culture in the United States that's maybe considered more alternative. And in that sense, I think it works well, actually. I mean, I don't know that there's anything really wrong with American soccer fandom that it needs to be fixed in some way, mm-hmm. Except, of course, that, you know, that the franchises need bigger audiences and you know, they always want to grow, of course, in terms of their fan base.
So there's a working class enthusiasm for soccer here in the United States among immigrant groups, especially folks from Mexico. It's huge here, obviously, but also you're saying there's kind of almost like a grunge audience meets a tennis mm-hmm. audience or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. You know, it is, you know, for some people, it's a kind of rebellion to get into soccer. That's maybe less the case now, but it used to be the case, right, that this was a sort of alternative. It, of course, also has the reputation, and this is changing a little bit, but of being a suburban sport, right, of not being an urban sport, of being a, basically a white suburban sport in terms of the youth culture. And it's certainly the case that that's part of the dynamic. I mean, the American soccer team has changed a lot in its demographics. All of this stuff is rapidly changing. And we should, of course, mention, I mean, the other key thing is women's soccer in the United States. This is really the you know, in some ways, the strongest country in the world for women's soccer, and a kind of hub for women's soccer. And obviously, the women who play soccer are also fans of men's soccer, watch the World Cup. And so there is a kind of a female fandom around soccer here that's a little different even than in other countries, but it's also maybe a little different from other sports in this country as well.
And women's soccer, a place where the U.S. actually has a chance to be at the highest level.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has been at the highest levels,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that people, you know, the U.S. has, in fact, won the World Cup twice at women's soccer tournaments.
Laurent Dubois writes about soccer. He's a history professor at Duke. He also teaches a class on soccer and politics. And we're talking about the World Cup, of course. Just to take it back to the fans, what's the scene going to be like back in Ghana today?
Well, Ghana is going to be so focused on this, as you know. I mean, in some ways, the greatest and most tragic story of the 2010 World Cup was Ghana's loss to Uruguay, which, I mean, and you know, Suarez's handball and so forth. That is probably the most important, you know, memorable moment of that World Cup. So Ghanaians are going into this World Cup ready to go further, and so this is the first step to that. So they are extremely pumped up, and you know, I think Accra would and Ghana would be a great place to be to watch this match, as well as Seattle, I'm sure, and Durham tonight, where I'm going to watch it.
And most people in the United States, of course, are going to be rooting for the U.S. team. I'm curious who the rest of the world's going to be rooting for.
You know, I mean, there are people, obviously, all over the world who do root for the U.S. sometimes. I think that Ghana, I mean, certainly in South Africa, Ghana attracted the most kind of global fandom. I mean, a lot of Africans will be rooting for Ghana, probably not Nigerians, but other Africans. And people throughout the world, I think, you know, like the idea of an African team progressing. So I would say globally, you're probably going to have a lot more people cheering for Ghana than the United States, you know, and it'll be interesting to see what the crowd is like in Brazil. It's each match I've been interested to see, you know, what the tilt is. And it's not totally predictable, but we'll see how it works, especially in that particular stadium.
David Hyde spoke with Laurent Dubois. He's Duke University history professor and author of the book Soccer Empire, The World Cup and the Future of France.